What's that?
Yeah. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Test. We are holding on daf Ches Amud Beis. We are at Amar Le Ravada Bar Masna Le Rava. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, Adeline Nishmas, his mother, called Bar Simcha La Shalom. It is also sponsored by the Goldenberg family, Lizecha Nishmas, Baruch Ben Aaron, whose 16th yard site is today, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the sugya of Palginan Diburo. We already started that sugya yesterday when we discussed what happens if an Adon says, writes a shtar to an Eved that says, Kol Nechasai Knuyin Lach. So the shaila was, what does the Adon mean when he says that? Do we assume that all of the Nechasim and the Eved are all in the same boat? And just like he's Neman Alatzmo to say, B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, so he's Neman on the Nechasim as well? Or do we say, no, Fani Nechtam is something that is believed for a Shtar Shichur of Neved, but that doesn't work for all the other Nechasim. So Rava had said, Palginan Dibura, that Fani Nechtam will work for to be Mekayim, that Shtar, Legabe the Eved himself, so he'll go free, but it will not work, Legabe, all of the Nechasim. Abaye thought we can't split it, but Rava thought we can split it in that way. So that opens up the sugya for us of Palgina Dibura. So the Gemara is going to question, is it really possible to say Palgina Dibura? And that's going to be pretty much the sugya on Amud Aleph. It's going to be all about Palgina Dibura. We're going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon when the master says, I'm giving everything except for one thing that he identifies. So Rabbi Meir says, Lo Yatza Ben Chorin. Rabbi Shimon says, that Yatza Ben Chorin. And what if he leaves out an unidentified item from the shtar? And then on the Mishnah, on Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is going to discuss similarities of someone who brings a get, Mimidina Siyam, and is not able to say Fani Nechtam, how to be Mekayim, that you could be Mekayim the get with these signatures on the get. And the Mishnah is going to say, oh, and by the way, this is one of the ways that Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim are similar to each other. So that's going to open up to the sugya of how many other ways are Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim similar to each other? What other unique halachos do they share? So the Gemara is going to identify three halachos, or possibly four, according to Rav Meir, that Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim share. Then the Gemara is going to say, really? Aren't there many more? The Gemara is going to suggest three more halachos that didn't get listed in Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim share. And then the Gemara is going to try to figure out what the criteria was to make that list of three or four items that Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim share. Meaning, why is it that we don't add more items to that list? There must have been very specific criteria to make it to that list of things that of halachos that are in common between Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim. So while that's what the sugya is about, Bigadol, we're going to touch upon many very critical sugyas in Shas. We're going to touch upon Dina de Malchus Adina and Zachon Adam Shalavafana and Ksav al Gabi Ksav. So you have many, many fascinating, important sugyas that come up derech agav through this daf. So let's begin. Amar le Ravada bar Masna le Rava. So the last thing we learned is that Rava had said that we apply this concept of Palginan Dibura, that if an Eved has a shtar that says from the Adon that says Kol Nechasai Kenuyin Lucha, then the Eved says Bifanei Nichtav Ubifanei Nechtam, that's enough to be Mekayim the shtar vis-a-vis the Eved, that he's going to go free. But it's not enough to be Mekayim the shtar vis-a-vis all of the Nechasim. So Amle Ravada bar Masna, four lines on the bottom. Amle Ravada bar Masna the Rava. Kiman, whose shita are you following when you say Palginan Dibura? Ki Rabbi Shimon, da Amar Palginan Dibura. You're following the shita in Tanoim of Rabbi Shimon, who also applies Palginan Dibura. Where do we find that Rabbi Shimon holds Palginan Dibura? Ditanan, the Mishnah says in Meseches Peah. Hakosev kol nechasov la'avdo. If a person writes a shtar whereby he gives all of his nechasim to his Eved. So Yatza ben Chorin. So among the Nechasim that he's giving is the Eved himself. And therefore the Eved is Yotze ben Chorin. But Shir Karka Kolshu, but if he leaves out a little bit of Karka, or for that matter, a little bit of Metaltalin. Rashi writes that in the Gemara in Bab Basra, it tells us it doesn't really make a difference whether it's Karka or Metaltalin. When we say Karka of over here, it's lav dafka. He leaves something out, some nechasim out of the shtar that he's giving to the eved. So he says, kol nechasa kruim lach chutz from one karka or from one piece of metaltalin lo yotza ben charin. Then the eved does not go free because we assume that just like he was mishayer something for himself, some piece of karka or some metaltalin, he's also mishayer the eved for himself. And when he said kol nechasa kruim lach, he was just trying to be machnif the eved. He was just trying to flatter the eved and to say something nice to the eved. But that wasn't really correct. Even though we just learned about how terrible it is to be machnif and sota daf mem aleph, that you're not full of gehenim and this and that. But people do it all the time, right? So he's trying to be machnif the eved. That's all that is. That was his entire intention. Now Rashi points out that it's dafka when he was mishachar the eved with the lashon of kol nechasai that we say that since he was mishayer from the nechasim, he's mishayer the eved. But if he's mishachar the eved where he says atzmcha unechasai, and he leaves something out from the nechasim, then we assume the eved taka is yotzei lecheres, because then he's split into two things. Atzmcha, that's absolute. Unechasai minus something. So the unechasai minus something has no impact on the atzmcha. But over here, it's just that he was trying to, with the only potential of him being meshachar the eved was from the words kol nechasai. But it's not kol nechasai. He's holding something back. So if he's holding something back, we assume he's holding back the eved as well. So that is the Shita of the Tanakama, and we assume the Tanakama is Rabbi Meir. That's going to come up in a few minutes, that we're going to make the assumption that Tanakama is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says the Olam Hu Ben Chorin, that in any event, the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheirus, whether the Adon had left some Nechasim for himself, a Karka Kolshu, and he identified which Karka he left for himself, in which case it's obvious that the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheirus, because we know that he didn't leave anything else other than the karka that he identified, or even if he was sheer karka kolshu and he didn't identify which karka he's leaving for himself, we do not assume that that which he's leaving out is the eved. We assume that he's only leaving out that which is karka. It happens to be the eved would then not be zocha in any of the karkaos, Rashi points out, because he'll never be able to prove. It's going to be a motzi mechaver ala varaya. The eved will say, oh, give me this karka. And the other will say, no, maybe that's the karka that I left out. Okay, so give me that karka. Maybe that's the karka I left out. So the eved's never going to actually get any of the karka, but he's going to get himself. Ad sheyomar, until the Adon says, kol nechasei nesun l'ploni avdi, chutz meyachem miribo shaban. If he's so vague that he doesn't even leave out karka culture, he just says echad miribo shaban, one 10,000th of my nechasim, so then we assume that he might have meant to leave out the eved, and therefore the eved is not yotzei l'cheirus. What does that mean? 1/10,000th of my nechasim refers to the eved. What if the eved is worth half? You know, the eved is worth $100,000, and the guy's got $150,000 of assets. So the eved is worth way more than 1/10,000th of his nechasim. So Rashi writes that even if the eved is worth way more than Echad Miribo, we're choshesh that maybe the Adon only views the Eved as Echad Miribo, and therefore that's what he meant to be Meshayer when he said Echad Miribo. That's how Rashi understands. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says, no! Rabbi Shimon means to say that if the Adon writes Chutz Mikarka Kolshi, so it's clear that he meant to leave out Karka and not the Eved or any Chelek of the Eved, because he said Karka Beferish. But if he says Chutz Me Echad Miribo Shabahem, it could be that he means Echad Miribo of each of my nechasim. I own many, many things. I own a car, and I own a field, and I own a house, and I own an eved, and I mean to leave out 1/10,000th of each of those things. And what happens if you are meshachar an eved chutz mi echad miribo of the eved himself? You say that to the eved, I'm giving you 9,999 out of 10,000 pieces of you, but that 1/10,000th I'm keeping for myself. Oh, says the Rambam, that's going to be machlokas in the Gemara on mem aleph and beis. If you're meshachar chatzi avdo, whether he's yotzei l'cheirus or not, and we passing like the chachamim that lo yotzei l'cheirus. So that's how this works over here. Not like Rashi says that when he leaves that echad miribo, the eved doesn't go l'cheirus because maybe the adon views the eved as only echad miribo. No, he could view the eved as 90% of his nechasim, but he's leaving out echad miribo of the Eved. And when you leave out Echad Meribo of the Eved, then the Eved is not Yotzei L'Cheirus. So why do we quote this whole machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon? Because from the fact that Rabbi Shimon says, Li'olam hu ben Chorin, we learn, it implies that he's telling us that the Eved is always going to be Yotzei L'Cheirus, even if he's not Zocha in the Karkolos at all, right? Where the guy says, Chutz mikarka kol shihi, and he never identified which karka he's leaving out. The Eved is not Zocha in any of the Karkolos, because each karka, you could be Choshesh, maybe that's the karka the Adon left for himself, but he is Zocha in himself. So you see from that situation that even though the Adon wrote in the Shtar, and the dibur of that shtar, there was one dibur in that shtar and it included everything, the karkos and the eved, but we say that the eved is not zocha in the karkos, but he is zocha in himself. That's palgina dibura, that even though it was one dibur of kol nechasai, it's going to work on some things and not on others. So it must be that Rava holds that when a person writes a shtar, when another writes a shtar, kol nechasai, that includes the eved and all the nechasim, so palgina dibura, that when the eved says b'fari nechtam, that's going to work for himself and not for the rest of the nechasim, holds like Rabbi Shimon, that we say palgina dibura. So now we finish off the challenge on Rava. How can Rava pass on like Rabbi Shimon that we say Palgin and Dibura? Vaham Rav Yosef Barman Yumi Am Rav Nachman Afal Pishakiles Rav Yosef Rabbi Shimon Halacha Rabbi Meir. That even though Rabbi Yossi praised Rabbi Shimon, he had very nice things to say about him, we don't pass him like Rabbi Shimon, we pass him like Rabbi Meir. And this is where we see that the Tanakama was Rabbi Meir, that the Eved is not Yotzei L'Cheirus, because we don't say Palgina Dibura. So it's a kasha on Rava. How could Rava pass him like Rabbi Shimon? Where do we ever find that Rabbi Yossi even praised Rabbi Shimon? Titania, because we have a braisa, Kishanemru, Dvarim, Lefnei Rabbi Yossi, when that which Rabbi Shimon said was repeated in front of Rabbi Yossi, Kara Alav HaMikra Hazeh, he said about Rabbi Shimon, Sfasayim Yishak, Meshiv Dvarim Nechochim, that he said such nice, straightforward things, that the lips that said such things, it's are ra'ui to be kissed. That's how Rashi understands. Sfasayim Yishak means that we should, you know, I could kiss him. It's such beautiful things that he's saying. That's how Rashi understands. Tosfos understands that no, Sfasai Yishak doesn't mean to kiss. It means Meshik Sfasos of Zulazu Vishosek. That Yishak means that you kiss your own lips to each other, that you close your mouth, that he's saying such beautiful things. All I want to do is listen. I don't want to speak at all. I want to just close my mouth and I can listen to him all day long. That's what Sfasayim Yishak means. Either way, it's a very nice compliment. But with all the compliments, we don't paskin like him. So the Gemara proves that Rav Nachman paskins against Rabbi Shimon. When Rav Nachman paskins against Rabbi Shimon, meaning the Gemara just asked that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that Rav Nachman doesn't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, even though he praised him. So how could Rava paskin like Rabbi Shimon? So now the Gemara is going to say, no, you misunderstood Rav Nachman. He was not paskening against Rabbi Shimon. Umiyam Rav Nachman Hachi, does Rav Nachman really say that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon and that we don't say Palgina Dibura? Vaham Rav Yosef Barman Yumi Yam Rav Nachman, but didn't Rav Yosef Barman Yumi say in the name of Rav Nachman that Shchiv Merav, you have a person who's about to die, Shekosov Kol Nechasov Le'avdo, that writes that he's giving all of his Nechasim to his Eved, Va'amad, and then he has a miraculous Refor Shalema, so Chozer Ben Chasim, he can pull back all of the matanos that he gave when he was chole, ve'inu chazu b'eved. But the shichur of the eved, he can't back out on. The shichur of the eved, that's final. The eved goes free. Chozer bin Chasim, why is he able to be chozer on the rest of the Chasim? Because matnashchiv merahu, the matanos that he gave were aldas that the guy will die, but not aldas that he's ever going to get better. So since he got better, he's able to be chozer on that, meaning he was obviously only giving away everything that he owned because he thought he was dying. He wasn't going to give away everything that he owned if he still needed to support himself and he still needed to live. So therefore he could be chozer on that. But why can't he be chozer on the eved? V'yeinu chozer b'eved charei yotza alav Shem ben Chorin. He can't be chozer on the Eved because the Eved already had a Shem ben Chorin, and that Shem ben Chorin already grants the Eved the status of Kedushas Yisrael, and therefore you're not allowed to be Meshabed in that Eved anymore. The Shem Ben Chorin is Mekadesh the Eved. So we assume that the Kavanah of the Shchiv Meira was that the Eved should be Meshuchar right away without any conditions attached, without any strings attached. That he didn't make the freedom of the Eved Talui in the Misa of the Adon. So even though the Shchiv Meira wrote Kol Mechasai, apparently we're Mechalik, we're Palgina Diburo. And we say that Kol doesn't apply to everything. It it applies to the Eved, but it doesn't apply to any of the other Nechasim. So you see, Rav Nachman himself holds Palgina Dibura. So we challenged, how can Rava say Palgina Dibura? Ah, you're passing like Rabbi Shimon, who says Palgina Dibura. And Rav Nachman told us not to pass like Rabbi Shimon, that we don't say Palgina Dibura. What do you mean? Rav Nachman himself holds Palgina Dibura. It's interesting, Gileon HaShas, of Yosef Engel, has interesting ha'ar over here. He points out that sometimes we have examples in Shas where just the fact that Yatza Alav Shame, that a certain shame went out about something, that changes the halacha. That this is an example where what happened? He was called the Yisrael for a few moments. Oh, once it was Yatzal of shame that he's Yisrael, then that's it, he's got to be Yisrael. Where else do you have such a thing? So he gives an example in Chul and Daf Mem Dalet. It's Gemara Nida as well, where the Gemara says that if Chacham asers a certain Michael, so it's Aser L'Chacham Acher Lahatiro, that if you ask a Shaila to a Chacham and he says Aser, another Chacham cannot be Matarit. Aye, but it could be that the MS is that it's Mutter, that it's actually Kasher. So why is it that you can't, the other Chacham can't be Matarit? It. So the Rashba writes in the name of the Ravid, not because of the Kvod Shel Rishon, which is the way some of the Rishonim understand, that it's disrespectful to the first Chacham, he paskin, so Kvod, not because of Kvod Shel Rishon, he says, no, because Yotza Olav Shame Isser, and once there was a Shame Isser that went out about it, so that's it, then it becomes Asser, that sometimes the reputation is the reality, that once it has a shame, so that determines the reality, an interesting concept that Rav Yosef Engel notices. So anyway, we have this Stira in Rav Nachman, where Ravashi says that Rav Nachman paskind not like Rabbi Shimon, that we don't say Palgina Dibura, and yet apparently he does say Palgina Dibura. Ella Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, you know what, really Rav Nachman holds the halacha that we do say Palgina Dibura. When he paskins like Rav Meir, it's not because of the Palgina Dibura. When he paskins against Rabbi Shimon, it wasn't because he doesn't hold the Palgina Dibura. When a guy was writing Kol Nechas of Liavdo, the reason of Reb Meir that he's not Yotze L'Cherus is Mishum Delav Krus Gituhu, because the get is not an absolute severance of the relationship between the Eved and the Adon. There's not a clear Lashon in the Shtar that tells us to sever the Bailus of the Adon on that Eved, because when the Adon includes the Eved in the same word as all of his other Nechasim, there's a Chashash that maybe he's leaving the Eved out as well. The Krisus is not clear, is not 100%. So since the Shtar is not co-raced, that's where Rav Meir paskins the Eved is not Yotzei L'Cheres. Not because we have a fundamental problem with Palgina Dibura. Palgina Dibura works, but there's a din by a get that you need Dover HaKores, that it's got to be by Get Shilker also, that it's got to be Dover HaKores. Oh, so now we can answer the stira in Rav Nachman, that he paskins like Rav Meir, that the guy is not Yotzei L'Cheres, and at the same time he paskins that by the Shchiv Meira, Palgina Dibura, because the basis of Rav Meir not going L'Cheres is not because of a fundamental problem with Palgina Dibura. It's because the Shtar Shilker is not really Kores. So when you say, Kol Nechasei Knuyin Lach, we're according to Rava himself, we're according to Rava, he's Kona himself, but he's not Kona the Nechasim. The reason is Yotzei L'Cheres is because the Shtar is actually Kores, because the Lashon of the Shtar is very clear that he intends to be Meshachar the Eved. And even Rav Meir would be Moda that he's Yotzei L'Cheres in that case. As far as the Zechiyah of the Nechasim, his dibur is not going to work because over there you need a kiyum like all shtarei mamon for the nechasim and palgina dibura, and we're allowed to say palgina dibura that the shtar will work as far as the shukra eved and not as far as the zechiyah and nechasim. Good period. Now we had said in the Mishnah that someone who brings a get mimakom lemakom beretz Yisrael does not need to say b'fani nichtav u b'fani nechtam. So what happens if there's a taina on the get? You were not mekayim it if you didn't say b'fani nichtav b'fani nechtam. So he said im yesh lavorin yiskayim. b'chosmav. If there are any tainus on the get, so you do kim shtaros. You're mekayim the signatures the way you would normally be. You would normally do. So irakama. How many edim do you need to be ma'arer on the kashrus of the get? Ile me'irachad. If you're going to say that an eda echol is ma'arer, v'am Rabbi Yochanan devar kalein in parchas mishnayim. Rabbi Yochanan says that an irer only has power if it's shnei edim that are ma'arer. So Rashi writes, where does Rabbi Yochanan say this? Not clear exactly where we find such a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosa says he thinks he found it, that there's a Mishnah, Maseches Ksubas and Daf Chav Gimel, that quotes Rabbi Yehuda, that if an Eid Echel is Meid, that somebody is a Kohen, then we're not Malalukuna Al Piv. So Rabbi Elazar comments, that's only if there's an Iror of a Psul Kuhuna. But when there's no Iror of a Psul Kuhuna, then we're Malalukuna Al Pi Eid Echel. So the Mishnah quotes over there, the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we're Malalukuna Al Pi Eid Echel, and the Gemara explains, what's the difference lahalacha between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? They both say we're malukun al pied echad. So the Gemara there says that it can't be that they're arguing about an iror of ne'el echad, whether the iror of ne'el echad works or not, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that lukuli alma, meaning both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold, an iror is only an iror when it's shnayim shemi idin al psulom, and there are two people that are being made on the psul. So Tos says I found it. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says ein iror pachos mishnayim. Ve'ela irur treis. So says the Gemara that the shnei, it must be that there are shnei edim that are ma'arer over here and are saying that the get is muzuyev. Well, if it's irur trei, what does kiyuma get help? Trei trei ninu. Then you just have two against two. So why does it help to be mekayim the chasimos with the edim? There are two other edim that are ma'arer and then tainting that the get is muzuyev. Meichas de samchasani smochani. How could you rely on the two signatures in the get, even if you're mekayim b'chosmav, and not on the two edim that are ma'arer that are saying that the whole thing is wrong? You can't get remarried based on a get where it's two edim against two edim. We're not sure. I don't know which two edim to believe. You don't say, yeah, I'm 50% sure you're divorced. Might as well get married. You know, you don't play games like that. I used to make that joke onto the chuppah when I was Masada Kedushin. At the end, I would always say, I'm pretty sure you're married. But they didn't think it was funny, so I stopped saying it. So Ella, Ira Debal. So what's the Ira that we're talking about? Not an Ira of Shnei Edim, but an Ira Debal, that the Baal himself is Ma'ar, and he says that the get is Mizuya, for that it wasn't written Lishma. So if Edim then come and are made on the chasimus of the Edim and the get, so then we believe them and we don't believe the husband, because they're two Edim against the husband. Okay, now the Mishnah discusses another issue relating to b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam, when it comes to bringing a get and when it comes to bringing a shtar shichur of an eved kanani mimedina siyam. So maybe get mimedina siyam. A person brings a get from medina siyam to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eino yachal lomar b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And he's unable to say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So im yesh love Edim, if there are Edim that are signed on it, yiskayim b'chosmav. Then you could be mekayim with the chasimos of the edim. So Yonta points out that im yeshal of edim sounds like there's a possibility that there aren't edim, because we pass on like Rabbi Lazar that edim is sirakati, so you don't necessarily need edim to sign on the get. But if edim sign on the get, you could still be mekayim the get b'chosmav. A lot of the other achorim don't like that interpretation, because the Mishnah says that the shliach cannot say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. So it's pashut that there are edim chosmav. What do you mean? Im yesh lav edim. He says he's unable to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Sounds like that there is something about which to say b'fanei nechtam, that that's a given in the Mishnah. Okay, but either way, you can be a skayim b'chosmav. Echad gitei noshim ve'echad shekurei avadim shavu l'maluch l'mevi. Gitei noshim and shekurei avadim have the same din as far as bringing a get shikur from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz and bringing a get shikur from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, that as far as the halachos of b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam are concerned. Zu achas min hadrachim sheshavu kitei noshim and shekurei avadim. This is one of the ways that kitei noshim and shekurei avadim are similar to each other. Tosfos raises the question, why do we believe in Erechad by Shtar Shukr to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? Meaning, after all, the whole reason we believe in Erechad to say by get Isha b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam is because takanas agunos, that we're afraid that she's going to be in aguna. By Nevet, there's no such issue of agunos. And if you can say that if they give him the Shtar Shukr, Kippur, he's going to be locked up his whole life, and by Yeshivcha also until you're Mekayev Shtar, and that's called an Igun. So there is another Takan. The Shliach will not give the Eved the Shtar until you're Mekayev it, and then he'll be Mutter B'Shivcha. So what's the big deal? It's not Igun. So Tulsa says that when the Eved is Asur Baschorin and he's not Chayev Mitzvos, that's considered an Igun. And therefore, so long as he's not Mishtachrer, it's considered to be an Igun. The Rashba just says, no, the reason the Eved, by an Eved, the Shliach is Ne'eman, is because Min HaTorah, we compare Shtari Shechru to Gitei Nashim. So the Chachamim also compare Shtari Shechru to Gitei, meaning since Min HaTorah, they have the same rules. See, even though it doesn't make sense to have developed this halacha in the area of Shtar Shechru, but we want to keep things called Tikkun Rabbanu Ken Daraisa Tikkunum. And just like on a Daraisa level, Shtari Shechru and Gitei Nashim have the same rules, so Midrabanan, the rules Midrabanan are also going to be the same between Gitei Nashim and Shtari Shechru. So now, we had said in the Mishnah that when the Shliach is unable to say B'fani Nechtam, so Yiskayim B'chosmav. So my Eino Yachalomer, what do you mean he's unable to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? Ilei Mecherish, if we're going to say that the guy's a Cherish, so he's Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber, he has the din of a Shota. Rashi writes in the beginning of Mishchas Chagiga that whenever the Chum say Cherish, it always means that whenever a Cherish is treated like a Shota, it's someone who's Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber, that he's considered to be a Lav Bardas. Tiferes Yisrael writes that even if he's born a Pikeach and then then becomes Nischaresh and he's Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber, he's Dino Kishota. And unlike the Bartanuri, he says, no, then he would not have a din of a shota. So that's a machlokas haposkim, whether such a person would have a din of a shota. But typically the word cherish means einu medaber, einu shomea, never was shomea, never was medaber. So cherish, if that's what we're talking about, that he's not able to say b'fani nechtam because he's a cherish, cherish barasu yigitu, can he even be someone who brings a get in the first place? V'atanan, we have a Mishnah daf chav gimel, hakol ksherim lahavi yasaget chutz mi cherishot v'kata. Anyone can bring get except for a cherishot v'katan that don't have any das and therefore are not able to be shlichim to be megarish the isha. So Amar Yosef, now the case is that the shliach gave the isha the get while he was a pikeach, while he was shomea umedaber. Well, his piklomer b'fani nechtam. And before he was able to say b'fani nechtam, he became a cherish, and therefore right now he doesn't have any das, and therefore he's not able to say b'fani nechtam. The clear impression that you get is that even if he was born a pikeach and then he becomes a cherish, that he still has the status of a cherish of someone who doesn't have das. So that machlokas that you have in the achronim, it seems a pretty clear raya from this gemara that he would be considered a lav bar das. So the chiddush is that even though he's a lav bar das at this point, but he would already did the delivery while he was a pikeach. So he fulfilled the shlichus while he was a pikeach, but he was unable to say b'fani nechtam, and therefore the only way to be mekayim the get is with the chasimos that are on the get. Now you'll recall, we had Tosfos back on Daf Hei Beis prove from the Gemara over there that saying b'fani nechtam has to be at the time of the nesinas haget, and the Gemara over there said nasnu lav lo hispik lomer b'fani nechtam ad shen nischaresh, that if he gave her the get and then became a cherish before he was able to say b'fani nechtam, so Tos says, ooh, apparently you say b'fani nechtam right after you give the get. So it's b'shas nesinas haget, Tosfos was mesubik. Does that mean b'tok kedei dibor you got to say it, or does it mean kolzman that you're asukin ba'uso inyan you got to say it, but you could say it even after you give the get. So in the Mishnah it says that when he's unable to say farinechtam, you're mekayim b'chosma, but it does not say in the Mishnah that you take the get back from the woman, you're mekayim it, and then you give it back. So it sounds like you could be mekayim the get b'chosma also after the nesina. Just like the Farinechtam Tosus pointed out in Daf Hayam Beis happens after the Nesina Saget. Apparently Yiskaya B'chosmav can also happen after the Nesina. And that's what Tosus writes. And according to Rav Meir, if the Shliach gave the get and he didn't say Farinechtam, Im Nisei Savlad Mamzer, so Tosus says that's only if Lo Niskaya Maget B'chosmav. So the Achronim point out, it's going to be an unbelievable thing, that if a woman, according to Rav Meir, that if a woman gets married without any kiyum of that get, she gets remarried, and she has a child, that child is going to be a mamzer. If you then are mekayim the get b'chosmav l'mafreya, the child is not going to be a mamzer. You can undo the mamzer, some of the achronim suggest. Okay, so now Echel Gitei Nashim, Echel Shukri Avadim. So we said that both Gitei Nashim and Shukri Avadim have the same din in terms of Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. So the Brisa elaborates. Tan Rabbanu, B'shlosh Drachim Shavu Gitei Nashim and Shukri Avadim. There are three halachos that Gitei Nashim and Shukri Avadim have in common. Number one, Shavu L'Malach Umevi, as far as saying Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. Number two, the Kol Get Sheyesh Lav Eid Kuti, Pasul, Chutz Migitei Nashim and Shukri Avadim. Any other star that a Kuti is one of the Edom is going to be possible, except for Gitei Nashim v'Shukrei Avadim, that if one of the Edom is an Eid Kuti, it's going to be kosher. And number three, the Kol Ashtaros Ha'olim Ba'ar Kol Shalom De'Kuchavim, that any Shtaros that are made by secular courts, Aval Pisha Chosmein of De'Kuchavim, even though the people signed on them are of De'Kuchavim, Ksherin, they're kosher, because we assume that Pnei Noach are Musar and Dinim, and they have a Chiyuv to set up a court system to deal with Dinim Mamanis and on the Mechaveru type of issues, and therefore part of Dina de Malchus Adina is that we need to respect that system, right? There's a major machlokas where Dina de Malchus Adina comes from. It's a memra of Shmuel all over Shas, that Dina de Malchus Adina, but it's unclear what the basis of Dina de Malchus Adina. So some suggest it's based on Parshas Melech, that in Parshas Melech, when the Jewish people ask for a Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what a Melech can do? And it says all these things that are not the Halacha. So apparently there's some sort of Dina de Malchusa that a Melech gets to decide what the rules are. But it could just very well be, the Tzar Avram writes, could just very well be, and it sounds like this way from Rashi and Har Sugya, that if there is a din in Shevet Mitzvot B'nai Noach, that the B'nai Noach are supposed to set up a judicial system and a court system that makes sense and that keeps the peace and that keeps the society functioning properly, how could it be that we demand that they set up a system and then we just ignore that entire system and then we don't follow any of the rules in that system? It's impossible. If we demand that they set up a system, then we need to honor that system. So that's the basis of Dina Malchus Adina. So therefore, a shtar that comes from our Ka'os is binding, even if the two parties in the shtar are Jewish people. Chutz mi Gitei Nashim v'Shukrei Avadim, except for Gitei Nashim v'Shukrei Avadim. That if that's done by our kolos, it's possible, because we derive from the pasuk v'kasa of the sefer priestos v'nasa biyada, that there's a hekesh between ksiva saget and nesina saget. So we learn that only someone who's shayach in nesina saget is kasher for ksiva saget, but a guy who doesn't do a nesina saget and mimeli is not kasher for ksiva saget. That's how Rashi understands. Tosfos writes there are three other reasons to pasul a non-Jewish aid as a chasimus aget. First of all, he says a guy is not chosim l'shma, and even if a Jew tells him to be chosim l'shma, the guy will write al das atzmo based on what he wants and not based on the l'shma that the Jew is instructing him. Second of all, by every chasimus aget, the Baal has to make the edim his shluchim, and a guy is not a bar shlichus, so he cannot be the shliach of the Baal. And third, a guy is not a bar edus, an edim that signed on a shtar or a get is nasa k'mishnech re'edusim bebezdin. So you have all these other reasons why he can't be, but whatever the reasons are, he can't sign in a shtar shichra. We always compare it to a get isha with a gzer shabbos. So just like a get isha that's niftah bar chaos is possible, so to a shtar shichra ukdiv rameir ba'arba. And rameir holds that there's a fourth way that gitei nashim and shtar shichra are compared to each other, and here's the fourth way. Ha'omer ten gets of the ishti. A guy says, the husband says to a shliach, give this get to my wife, ushtar shichur zela avdi. And he says, give this shtar shichur to my eved. Rotz alachzer b'shneim, yachzer divra meir. In both of those cases, he can change his mind, he can be chozer, he can pull it back and say, I don't want it. And the basis for a meir is that we assume that it's a chov for an isha to be miskarish, and it's a chov for an eved to be yotzei l'cherus. So that's why we assume that when you give it to the shliach is not immediately zoche on behalf of the person who's supposed to receive this shtar. And therefore, you could still pull it back because the shtar has not been effectuated yet since the shliach was not zocha for them. But if it were, let's say, shtar matana, here, I'm giving away my house to this person. Here's a shtar matana. So you could assume that that's a great suchus for that person. So the shliach is being zocha on behalf of that person. But dafka by a get isha, by a shtar shichur, where it's not a suchus, zocha l'adam shalom b'fanav, but ain chavin l'adam shalom b'fanav. So the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbanan. Meir, and they hold it up. By a get, the husband could be chozer. But by a shtar shichur, the husband cannot be, the adam cannot be chozer. Why? Because by a woman, ein chinami, it's a chov to be miscarish. A woman doesn't want to be divorced, typically. So you can't call it an absolute zuchus to be miscarish. But when it comes to an eved going free, everyone wants their freedom, and therefore it is a zuchus for an eved to go free. So says Mar Bishlam, the Rabbanan Minyana, Limute Hadra Meir. I understand why the Rabbanan said, Dafka, that there are three dinim that Gitei Nashim Shekhurei Avadim have similar to each other. The reason they Dafka identified the number three is to tell me, and not Rameir's din about Zachon Adam Shalom Afanav. El Rameir, Minyana Limute Meir. But why does Rameir have to say there are four dinim? It's all the dinim. Look, I'm everything. Get Nashim Shekhurei Avadim are the same. What's he coming to exclude? So it says, well, Limute Hadatani. He's coming to be Mema'it, what the Tanakhama says in the following Brisa. Edim Shein Yodim Lachtam. Let's say you have Edim that do not know how to sign their own names. Mikarn Lem Niyar Chalak. We make a cutout of their names, like a stencil of their signatures. Umalimus Krum Dio. And you let them just fill in the ink in the stencil. So Amr Abshim Mangam Leo, Bamed Varma Murum. When do we say that that counts as a signature? That's Begite Nashim. We allow that for Gite Nashim for Takanas Agunos. That if the Megarish is going to be leaving town, the husband is going to be leaving town, and this is our last chance to get to receive a get for this woman, and otherwise, I don't know, he might die, and there's going to be a yim situation that's going to cause all sorts of problems. So the chum needed to be misakin to grease the wheels a little bit to make sure that this get can happen. Aval shechuri avadim vishar kol hasharos, but all other sharos, including shechuri avadim, im yodim likros v'lachtom chosmin v'lavin chosmin. If they know how to read and write, then they could sign. If they don't know how to read and write, then they're not able to sign. So that's what the Rav Meir is trying to exclude. Here you see a halacha where Gitei Nashim and Shukri Avadim are not the same. That for Gitei Nashim, the guy doesn't have to know how to sign his own name. For Shukri Avadim, he does need to know how to sign his own name. So Sezmar, just parenthetically over here, Kriya Mandakar Shemei. We said that if he knows how to read and write, who is saying anything about reading? We were just talking about writing. He just has to be able to sign his name. So what do you mean if he knows how to read and write? So Sezmar, Chisur Matzavakitani. There's a line missing from this brisa. The brisa should read, Edim she'en yodin likros, korin lefneihem v'chosmin. That if the Edim don't know how to read, we can read the get to them, and they can sign. She'en yodim lachtam makarin lehem. And if they don't even know how to sign, then we can make this whole stencil. And Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees and holds that that's only by Gitei Nashim, but by Shar Shtaros, you could only be chosim if they know how to read and to write. But if they don't know how to read, or they don't know how to write, then they cannot be chosim. So apparently it's a kula for Takaras Agunos, not only that we allow them to sign with the stencil, but we allow them to not even be able to read it on their own. Typically, you can't sign a shtar if you can't read it, right? At every wedding, in the Masada Kedushin, if I have the Edom signing the Ksuba, I'll say, I'm not going to ask you to sign something that you can't, that you haven't read. Take a moment, read the Ksuba. There's not much to read there. It's usually a printed form, so it's not that different than every other Ksuba, just to make sure that the names are the right names or whatever. So, okay, you could take a moment and you read the Ksuba. You're not going to sign something that you cannot read. But over here, such a kula that we allow for Gitei Nashim, that someone will read it to them. Tos says, but wait a second, isn't there a psul of Eid Mipi'eid that the hearsay doesn't work? So it's only Eid Mipi'eid over here. So how does it work over here? So Tos says, no, because they're not being made on the Gerushin. They're just being made on what it says in the Shtar. The Eidim are the ones that are being made on the Gerushin. So that's not Eid Mipi'eid. The Ramban says that this is a Milsa Davidu L'Gluye, that someone else is going to come and say, that's not what this document said, meaning it will be, if they were lying about this, it would be Milsavid Lugluye. So anyway, so the Gemara goes back to discussing the number of dinim that we mentioned in the Brisa. So we said the Suleka, are there no more dinim where Gitei Nashim Shukri Avadim of the same din? Vayik, I'll give you another example. Omer Tnu Getzel Ishti Yushtar Shukri Zalavdi Lo Yitnu Lachar Misa Umeis Lo Yitnu Lachar Misa. If a guy says, give this get to my wife, give this Shtar Shukri to my Avad, and then he dies before the delivery, so then you're not allowed to deliver it after he dies, because they didn't get Lachar Misa. So the Gerushin is only going to be Chal when the get when she receives the get. The Shichur is only going to be Chal when he receives the Shichur, and if he's dead, it's too late to put that into effect. But Tnu Manu L'Ploni Yemeis Yitnu Lachar Misa. But if he says Tnumana Ploni and he dies, then it's Yidna Lachar Misa, because Chamra Masakin, that Divrei Shchimra Kaksub Nukumsurin, that the Shchimra that says to give Nechasim to somebody, it's as if he gave it already while he was alive. So you see that a Gedisha and Shtar Shichur cannot be given Lachar Misa, so that's another din that they're similar to, so that they're similar to each other in. So how come we only said three or four dinim? Here's another one. So as Mark Kikatani, when the Brisa says that there are three or four dinim, that Kitin Ashim Shukhrev Adam have in common, Milsa Delese Bishtaros. It's things that are not knowing by other shtaros other than a get and a shtar shukhr. But Milsa Dise Bishtaros Lo Katani, things that apply to other shtaros don't make it onto the list in the Brisa. And this halacha that if the Balor, the Adam, dies before the Nesina, that you don't give the get or the shtar, is noheg by shtare matana as well. That a shchiv mira that wants to give karka as a matana to somebody, and he says to the shliach, give this shtar matana to Ploni, and he dies, then he can't give a lachar misa, because karka is not nikna to the makabel unless he gets the shtar, unless he actually receives the shtar. So only when it's magia liyado does it take effect. So you can't do that when the guy has already died. Meaning, there's a difference between a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. And this is something that's true of any shtar kinyan. Not only a get shichur and not only shtar shichur and a get isha. Any shtar kinyan, this halacha would be true, and therefore it's not unique to those two. So the Gemara brings a makar to the din that a shchiv mira that wants to give someone a matana with a shtar, it can't be given lachar misa. So the shalach rabbi mishmed rabbi yavo have a yodin shashalach rabbi lazer legolim mishum rabbeinu. Rabbi lazer sent a message in the name of Rav. Shchiv mira shamar kisvu utnu mana leploni. A shchiv mira that says write a shtar that I'm going to give karka and then give it to you know the karka that's worth a mana to ploni umeis, and the shchiv mira Ain kosvim nosin shema lo gamer laknosa l'bishtar. Maybe he only wants to be makan with the star vein star lachamisa, and you don't have a star lachamisa. Star cannot take effect lachamisa. So ask the gemara vayikal l'shma. What about the din of l'shma? Isn't that another commonality between star shukr and get isha? Well, bishlam l'rabba haynu maluchumevi. According to Rabba, we already covered that with maluchumevi because Rabba holds that's what b'fani nechtam is all about. El Rava kasha. According to Rava, how come it's not listed? And what about the psul of mechubar? That's also unique to get isha and shtar shichur. How come we don't mention that? So kiktani psul drabanan daraisa lo ktani. All the psulim that we mentioned in the brisa are only psulim drabanan. Psulim daraisa, like lishma and like mechubar, don't get mentioned in the brisa, and that's why we leave it to only three or four. Okay, but from tomorrow, very very early in the morning, we'll finish the sugya. Or we'll pretend to, as we'll be falling asleep. But okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yom Tov, wonderful Shabbos, everybody.